Dear Lord Jesus, we want to turn our eyes upon you this morning.
亲爱的主耶稣，今天早上我们要转眼仰望你。
We want to see you high and lifted up.
我们渴望看见你高高的被举起。
And your train filling the whole temple.
你的衣裳垂下，遮满了圣殿。
Oh, Jesus, open our eyes today to see you.
Oh, 主耶稣，开我们的眼睛来看见你。
You are the mighty conqueror.
你是那大能的征服者。
You're the one who came and saved us.
你是那一位来到地上拯救我们。
And you're working to deliver us from the works of our flesh.
你一直在工作，拯救我们脱离肉体。
We honor you this morning.
今天早上我们要来尊荣你。
We pray for everyone that's gathered together today. We'll see you.
我们为今天聚集在这里的每一位祷告，来看见你。
Turn our attention on you.
把我们的注意力转向你。
We pray that you'll come in every room where we're gathered together.
我们祷告你临到我们所在的每一个课室。
You promised, Lord, you would stand in the midst.
主，你应许说你要站在我们的当中。
You're here to reveal yourself to us.
你在这里要向我们显现你的自己。
Help us to forget ourselves.
帮助我们忘记我们自己。
To lose sight of the things around us.
看不见我们周围的一切。
And to focus on you.
而是单单聚焦在你的身上。
The mighty King of Kings.
你是那大能的万王之王。
You're the Lord of all creation.
你是所有创造物的主宰。
All the nations of the world are under your control.
所有的世界，所有的国度都在你的掌管之下。
And you have promised you would only let us be tested.
你应许你只是允许我们被试验。
But it would not be more than we could endure.
不会超过我们所能承受的度量。
Because you fight for us.
因为你在为我们征战。
You're the mighty deliverer.
你是那大能的拯救者。
And in the end, you are the final victory.
到末了，你就是那最后的得胜者。
Oh, hallelujah to the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah, 归给主。
We praise you. We worship you.
我们赞美你，我们敬拜你。
We invite you to be among us this morning.
今天早上我们邀请你来到我们的当中。
Help us to look only unto you.
帮助我们单单的注视你。
You are the author and the finisher of our faith.
你是我们信心的创始成终者。
We love you, Lord.
主，我们爱你。
We want to be your obedient servants.
我们要成为你顺服的仆人。
That you might reveal yourself more greatly to us.
好让你更多的向我们启示你的自己。
As you said, those that love me will obey me.
你说那些爱你的人要顺服你。
And I will come and manifest myself to them.
你就会临到我们，向我们显现你的自己。
Here we are, each one of us, in obedience to you.
我们都在这里，带着顺服在你的面前。
And we believe you to manifest yourself.
我们相信你会向我们显现。
For Jesus' sake.
为耶稣的缘故。
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
早上好。
Or is it good evening?
或者是晚上好。
But it's the time the Lord has given us to share about his faithfulness.
这个时间是主赐给我们的，让我们来分享他的信实。
And Sister Alice is going to sing for us this morning a very lovely song.
圣秋姐妹今天早上要跟我们唱一首非常可爱的诗歌。
Let us listen carefully to the beautiful words.
让我们仔细的来听这首歌的歌词。
Amen. If she's ready, we'll hear from her.
好，我们来唱。耶稣，耶稣，我的性命，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
耶稣，耶稣，我的性命，因为爱的缘故，求原谅我将你生命日年千变不住，耶稣，耶稣，最爱救主，无人无物人，你的笑容使我欢喜，我爱你主，我心爱你，不知如何约束我的气浪，你爱犹如一团烈火，使我心中火热。耶稣，耶稣，最爱救主，无人无物与你比。你的笑容使我欢喜，我爱你，你主，因你是我一切一切，我的依靠是良。我心羡慕，我身已摇，我魂永远的凉。耶稣，耶稣，最爱救主，无人无与你比。你的笑容使我欢喜，我爱你，你主。稍稍哦爱，在我心怀，日夜里海的烧。只知说有其他的爱，烧到无处可着。耶稣，耶稣，最爱救主，无人无物与你比拟。你的笑容使我欢喜，我爱你，你主。暗中之光，有中之乐，天在地上开始。耶稣，你是我爱我歌，有谁知你价值？耶稣，耶稣，
人无与你比拟，你的笑容使我欢喜，我爱你，你主，这爱将受什么限制？要到哪里停止？紧紧握住甘甜价值，今日愿胜昨日。耶稣，耶稣，最爱救主，无人无物与你比拟，你的笑容使我欢喜，我爱你，你主。
哈利路亚，主啊，赞美你，赞美你，哦，主啊，你就是我的一切，哦，因为耶稣也在一切里头，哈利路亚，主啊，我们说，我们真的，哦，主啊，我们离不开你，我们需要你，我们渴望你。哦，耶稣，耶稣，我说我要将我的心更多的献给你，我要来爱你，我要来爱你，耶稣，耶稣，真的是在这世上，除了你以外，还有什么神能够像你？哦，哈利路亚，主，我们赞美你，我们愿得你的喜悦，哈利路亚，因为你的笑容就是我们的欢喜。主，我们爱你，爱你，哈利路亚，谢谢主，谢谢主，谢谢主，就是爱。哦，主啊，是你拣选了我们，是你先爱了我们啊。主，我们真的是要常常的来思想主你的爱。哦，我们也要来献上我们的感谢，献上我们的祷告。主啊，感谢你，感谢你成为我的生命，也赐给我一个新的生命。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Can you see that Jesus is smiling at you?
你能否看到主耶稣正在对你微笑？
That is your gracious reward.
那就是你的奖赏。
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你。
It's so wonderful to rest in Him, whatever is happening around us.
无论周围在发生什么，何等的奇妙，我们可以安息在祂的里面。
There are many things that can distract us.
有很多的事情要来使我们打岔。
There are many problems sometimes at home.
有的时候家里面也会发生一些问题。
If we look at the book of Acts, we see that Paul was constantly in trouble.
如果我们读《使徒行传》，我们就会发现保罗一直都有问题。
He was doing the will of God.
他在行使神的旨意。
He was obeying the Lord.
他在顺服主。
And yet, the enemy was throwing problems at him.
然而，仇敌一直在用苦难问题向他攻击。
But Apostle Paul had that wonderful faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但使徒保罗有那在耶稣基督里面奇妙的信心。
And there were wonderful times when the Lord stood before him.
主耶稣常常就站在他的旁边。
But sometimes we don't always see the Lord standing there.
有的时候我们并不能看见主耶稣就站在旁边。
We see the trouble, the problems.
我们所看见的是问题和难处。
But he was determined to focus on the Lord.
但保罗定义要来聚焦在主的身上。
And through it all, he brought him into victory.
经历了这一切，主把他带向了得胜。
And the wonderful victory was that Christ lived within him.
那奇妙的得胜就是主耶稣住在他的里面。
Christ was the mighty conqueror.
基督是那大能的征服者。
Through all that Jesus went through, he became our mighty Savior.
因着耶稣他自己所经历的一切，他成为了我们大能的拯救者。
Jesus only paid attention.To the Father's will.
主耶稣单单注意父的旨意。
He often went apart to pray and said, "What will you have me to do?"
他常常退下，退到一边来祷告，父啊，你要我做什么？
And when it came time for him to go to the cross, he set his face toward Jerusalem.
当上十字架的时候到了，他面向耶路撒冷。
He knew it was appointed for him to die.
他知道他命定要去受死。
But he endured.
但他忍受了这苦难。
To do the Father's will.
为要完成父的旨意。
And the Apostle Paul said the same, I endure as seeing him who is invisible.
使徒保罗也是同样，他说我经历这一切苦难，只是看到那如同看见那看不见的神。
That's why it's a lesson for us to get along with Jesus.
那就是为什么我们要学习这样的功课，单独与耶稣同在。
But this morning we come into his presence.
今天早上我们进到他的同在里。
And we see him as the King of Kings.
我们看见他是那万王之王。
We see him as the Lord of Lords.
他是那万主之主。
And we know that he is in our midst.
我们知道他在我们的当中。
He desires to be within us.
他渴望活在我们的里面。
And every time we yield to him in obedience, he takes up more residence within us.
每一次当我们在顺服中降服于他，他就更多的占领我们，占领我们的居所。
He comes to live out his life within us.
他来了，就是要在我们的里面活出他自己的生命。
Now we know if the captain of our salvation suffered,We may be called to suffer.
我们知道我们救恩的元帅受了苦难，我们也被呼召要受苦难。
But we have that strength within because Christ is within.
但我们里面有这力量，因为我们知道基督就在我们的里面。
If we look at the Apostle John, he was all alone on the Isle of Patmos.
如果我们看一看使徒约翰，当他在拔摩海岛上的时候，他是单独一个人。
There was no one to encourage him.
在他周围没有人来鼓励他。
None of his friends and the other disciples were with him, none of them.
他的朋友还有其他的门徒一个都没有在他的身边。
But he had a wonderful revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但他得着了那奇妙的关于耶稣基督的启示。
People try to dive into the book of Revelation and, And they call it the prophecy of the end times.
人们尝试着来解读启示录，他们称它为末世的启示。
They miss the beauty of it.
他们错失了这本书的美丽。
It's the revelation of Jesus.
这是关于耶稣基督的启示。
Even though you might not be able to understand every word that's in there, it's a revelation of Jesus.
或许你并不能够明白这本书里的每一个字，但是这是关于耶稣基督的启示。
He's the great overcomer.
他是那大能的征服者、得胜者。
He overcame the devil in the garden.
他在客西马尼园胜过了魔鬼。
He said, "Not my will, but thine be done, Father."
他说，父啊，不要照我的意思，那要照你的意思。
He overcame the devil when he tempted him in the wilderness.
在旷野中，当魔鬼试探他的时候，他也得胜了魔鬼。
Even when he was hanging on the cross, he overcame.
就连他被挂在十字架上的时候，他也得胜了。
Even though it cost his life, he overcame and obeyed the will of the Father.
即使他要付上生命的代价，他得胜了，为着要顺服父的旨意。
And we know what happened 3 days later. He arose, the mighty conqueror.
我们知道三天以后发生了什么。他复活了，成为那大能的得胜者。
And he promises he'll overcome through us as we yield to him.
他也应许，当我们顺服他的时候，他要借着我们来得胜。
We just have to be willing.
我们只要愿意。
You know, the willing and obedient eat the good of the land.
你知道，乐意顺服的人就要承受地土。
But what is even better, those that obey him, he will come and manifest himself to you.
但更奇妙的是，对着那顺服他的人，他要显现他自己。
Jesus promised that.
主耶稣他自己应许了这些。
He said, "I'm going away, but if you keep my commandments, my Father will love you, and we'll come and manifest ourselves to you."
他说，我要离去，但如果你遵守我的命令，我父要爱你，我们要向你显现。
We believe today that he is coming to manifest himself in every cell group.
今天我们相信他要临到我们，向每一个小组、每一个房间的人来显现他自己。
He is there in your midst.
他就在你们的当中。
And he wants you to see him as the mighty conqueror.
他要你们看见他就是那大能的征服者。
Oh, Jesus, we adore you.
Oh, 耶稣，我们爱慕你。
Your smile is our reward.
你的笑容就是我们的奖赏。
We pray that you open every eye to see you smiling at them.
我们祷告你来开每一个眼睛，来看到你对他们展现的笑容。
That your presence will be more wonderful.
让你的同在显为更加的奇妙。
That they won't even notice the cross and the pain and the suffering.
好让他们甚至都不能够注意到十字架、痛苦和苦难。
They'll be so captured by you.
让我们如此的被你自己来征服。
We believe you, Jesus.
主，我们信靠你。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，你来。
Reveal yourself.
向我们启示你自己。
Make yourself known.
使你自己被显现。
Jesus told us that you would testify of him.
主耶稣告诉我们，你来了，要来为耶稣做见证。
You promised that you would not leave us to be orphans. You would come to us.
你应许我们，你必不留下我们为孤儿，你会临到我们。
The Holy Spirit is just your other form.
圣灵就是你的另外一种形式。
It's the resurrected spirit of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督复活的灵。
You want to fill us with your own spirit.
你渴望以你自己的灵来充满我们。
We realize that's the only way we'll be overcoming.
我们知道那是唯一的路，我们能够得胜。
If you give us of your spirit,
你会赐给我们你自己的灵。
So we pray for a holy anointing in every person.
所以我们祷告，你来以神圣的膏抹，膏抹每一位。
We realize we have nothing to give them but you.
我们意识到我们没有什么可以给他们的，我们只能把你给他们。
Our desire is to have them see you.
我们的渴望就是让他们来看见你。
To find you this morning in a greater way than they have ever known you.
让他们今天早上更大的寻见，更大的寻见你，超过以往。
Go from heart to heart to fill with your spirit.
你来临到每一颗心，以你的灵来充满。
Make us willing to let you live out your life within us.
使我们甘愿让你从我们的身上活出你自己。
Give us the cry of St. Paul, I live, yet not I, Christ lives in me.
赐给我们使徒保罗的呼喊，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
We wait for you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们等候你。
We look at you.
我们注视你。
We pray you'll make the change today.
我们恳求你今天来做那奇妙的改变。
Make every one of us more surrendered to you.
使我们每一位都更加的降服于你。
Make us willing to lay down our lives.
使我们甘愿把自己的命舍去。
As you told us, the Father loved you because of this reason that you laid down your life.
因为你告诉我们父爱你，是因为这个原因，因为你把你的命舍去。
And you're calling us to lay down our lives.
你也在呼召我们把我们的命舍去。
But the best part, we will gain your life.
但最好的是我们将得到你自己的生命。
That Christ may come in greater measure.
基督要带着更大的能力进入到我们的里面。
To live out his life among us.
在我们的里面活出他自己。
Oh, Jesus, we surrender to you.
Oh, 耶稣，我们要降服于你。
We want to let go of our own ways, our own thoughts.
我们要放下我们自己的方式、方法、我们的思想。
That our own words.
我们的话语。
That you may have the preeminence.
好让你来居首位。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Jesus is here.
主耶稣就在这里。
Open your heart.
打开你的心。
And see him.
来看见他。
And yield to him.
降服于他。
Amen.
Amen.
There are some wonderful promises in the book of Revelation.
在启示录里有一些奇妙的应许。
It's a call from the Lord Jesus to be an overcomer.
主耶稣呼召我们成为得胜者。
Remember, it's a revelation of Jesus Christ.
要记得这是关于耶稣基督的启示。
The first promise is in chapter 2, verse 7.
第一个应许是在启示录第二章第七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
凡有耳的就应当听。
It's what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
这是圣灵向众教会所说的话。
To him who overcomes, I will give him to eat the tree of life.
得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
It's in the midst of the paradise of God.
这果子是在神乐园中。
This is the Spirit of Jesus speaking to your heart.
这是主耶稣的灵在对你的心说话。
He wants you to be an overcomer.
他要你成为一个得胜者。
But you find out you don't do very well at overcoming.
让你发现你并没有在得胜的事上成功。
Sometimes we are overcome.
很多时候我们是被胜过了。
That's why we need to keep running back to Jesus.
那就是为什么我们需要不断地来飞奔向耶稣。
I say, oh Jesus, overcome in me.
对他说，哦，主耶稣，你在我里面得胜。
And he lets us eat from that tree of life.
他就让我们吃生命树的果子。
That heavenly manna.
那是天上的玛拿。
And in verse 11 of chapter 2,
在第二章的十一节,
He who has an ear, let him hear what it's the Spirit that's saying to the church.
圣灵向众教会所说的话, 凡有耳的就应当听。
He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
No, he won't. He's going to be revived in Christ.
他们不会受第二次死的害，因为他们将要在耶稣基督里复活。
If we die with Christ, we will be raised in Christ.
我们若与基督同死，就必与他同活。
Hallelujah. There's another one in chapter 2, verse 17.
在第二章第十七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他。
Why is it hidden?
为什么是隐藏的呢？
It's not ordinary. It's very precious.
那不是普通的，而是非常珍贵的。
And it's hidden from many, many people.
它在很多人的眼前是隐藏的。
But the Spirit...would reveal it to you if you took time to wait in his presence.
但如果你花时间在他的同在中等候他，圣灵就要向你来启示。
If something is hidden, we have to seek for it.
如果一些事是隐藏的，我们就必须要寻求他，直到寻见。
That's why it's so wonderful.To get into your Bible and seek for this hidden food.
那就是为什么何等的奇妙，我们需要打开圣经来寻求这些隐藏的食物。
Don't neglect the Bible.
不要忽略你的圣经。
Study it, read it, pray over it.
研读它，为之祷告。
I was reading how Mrs. Robinson read the book of Isaiah 25 times.
我读到罗炳森师母把以赛亚书读了25遍。
After that, it became real alive to her.
然后这本书就向她打开，变成活的。
There are many secrets hidden in the Bible.
在圣经里有很多隐藏的秘密。
And we know that all the truths that are there lead us to the feet of Jesus.
我们知道圣经里所有的真理都把我们引向耶稣基督。
And the enemy tries to get Christians so busy doing and living that they neglect this hidden bread.
仇敌尝试着要引诱基督徒忙碌着做很多的事情，以至于他们忽略了这隐藏在圣经里的秘密。
So if you feel so hungry and nothing satisfies you, open the Word of God.
所以如果你感到非常的饥渴，没有什么能够满足你，那么就应该打开神的话语。
It's not for the highly educated. It's for simple, for children to understand.
这不是只对受过高等教育的人，而是对那些简单的像孩子一样的心灵。
The Spirit is the interpreter of the Word.
圣灵就是神话语的解释者。
And here's in that same verse is another promise. I will give a white stone, and on the stone a new name written which no one knows except him who receives it.
在十七节后半段，并赐给他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
We know that God gave Simon Peter a new name.
我们知道神赐给西门彼得一个新的名字。
He was just Simon the fisherman.
他原来只是西门这个渔夫。
But Jesus said to him, "You will be Peter."
但主耶稣告诉他，你将要称为彼得。
And Peter meant a solid, firm rock.
彼得的意思就是一个坚固的石头。
Well, Peter didn't look much like a rock at the crucifixion.
那么当主耶稣钉十字架的时候，彼得看起来并不是一个坚固的石头。
He came to find out how unfaithful he was to the Lord.
他后来发现他自己向主是何等的不忠心。
He even denied him.
他甚至否认了主。
But one look of love from Jesus as he was being arrested broke Peter's heart.
但主耶稣那一个带着爱的眼神，就使得彼得心碎了。
He went out and wept bitterly.
他就出去痛哭。
And he said over and over again, "Jesus, you know I love you."
他就一再的对主说，主耶稣，你知道我爱你。
And Jesus told them, "This is what's going to happen when he was ascended into heaven." He said, "I'm going to pour out my spirit on you."
主耶稣告诉他们，当我升上天以后，我要浇灌我的灵在你们当中。
And he gave a commandment, "Wait for me."
他赐下命令，你们要等候我。
That's what Pastor Chow has taught you, wait on the Lord.
那就是周牧师教导你们的，要等候主。
Get in his presence and wait for him.
来到他的面前等候他。
Empty out.
倒空你自己。
Empty out in repentance.
在悔改中倒空。
And look inside and see how needy you are.
看一看你的里面是多么的需要主。
And now Jesus seems to be going away and we don't even have him.
主耶稣好像要离开了，我们好像还没有得着他。
But 10 days later, Jesus returns in the power of the Holy Spirit.
但十天以后，主耶稣带着圣灵的大能又一次降临了。
And he changed them.
他就改变了门徒们。
He gave each one of them a new life in Christ.
他赐给每一位门徒一个在基督里的新生命。
He wanted them to learn to walk in the Spirit.
他要他们学习在圣灵中行走。
Oh, we love the emotions of the Spirit when it comes upon us, but He wants us to go out and walk in the Spirit.
Oh, 我们何等喜爱当圣灵降在我们身上那美好的情绪和感觉，但他要我们在圣灵中行走。
He wants us to live in the Spirit.
他要我们活在圣灵里。
He wants to give us that new name.
他要赐给我们那新名。
It's no longer Martha. It's that new name of Jesus Christ.
不再是玛莎，而是在耶稣基督里的新名。
I hope someday Jesus calls me Mary.
我希望有一天主耶稣叫我为玛利亚。
I want a new name.
我想要一个新的名字。
But it'll be even better.If he sees Christ in me.
但更好的是，如果人们能够看见在我里面的基督。
If he sees Christ in you.
如果能够看见基督也活在你的里面。
He can see Christ in you when you're working in the kitchen.
当你在厨房工作的时候，你可以看到基督在你里面活着。
When you're going out to work.
当你出去工作的时候。
That it's no longer you, but Christ living in you.
不再是你，乃是基督在你里面活着。
Oh, he is here today to anoint us with a fresh anointing.
Oh, 他今天在这里要以新鲜的膏油膏抹我们。
He wants to pour out his spirit upon us.
他渴望浇灌倾倒他的灵在我们的身上。
He wants to make us overcomers.
他要使我们都成为得胜者。
But I don't see where we'll be overcomers unless we have the overcomer living within us.
但除非我们许可那得胜者住在我们的里面，我不能够看见我们怎样才能够成为得胜者。
If we're allowing him to rule and reign,
如果我们许可他来统治，他来掌权。
Oh, Jesus, we desire you to take over.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们渴望你来接管。
Live out your life within us.
在我们里面活出你自己的生命。
As we obey you.
当我们顺服你的时候。
As we seek you.
当我们寻求你的时候
，As we come down low before you，
当我们低伏在你的脚前的时候
，And we allow you to be the ruler，
当我们许可你成为那掌权者
，Instead of our own self-centered ways，
而不是让我们自我中心的方式来掌权。
You know, you can be a preacher.You can be a leader, you can be a coordinator, and you can be full of yourself.
你知道你可以是一个讲道者，一个牧师，一个老师，但是你可以还是充满了自己。
The church may think we're a very righteous and religious person.
教会可能以为我们是非常公义，非常敬虔的人。
But are we an overcomer?
但我们是得胜者吗？
Have we allowed Christ to be king of our life?
我们是否许可耶稣成为我们生命的王？
Or are we still walking in the flesh?
还是我们仍然行走在肉体当中？
Making our own choices, our own decisions.
做我们自己的选择，自己的决定。
No longer being led by the Spirit at all times.
不是在每一个时刻都被圣灵引导。
Yes, he's baptizes, but when he baptized Peter, he was a new man.
是的，他以圣灵施浸，但当他以圣灵浸了彼得以后，他成为一个新人。
He was willing to go into prison.
他甚至甘愿被下到监里。
Nothing stopped him because he no longer lived, but Christ lived in him.
没有什么能够阻止他，因为他自己不再活了，乃是基督在他里面活着。
There's another promise in verse 26 of chapter 2.
在第二章第二十六节，这里有另外一个应许。
He overcomes and keeps my works until the end. Him I will give power over the nations.
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄，制服列国。
And I will give him the morning star.
我要赐给他晨星。
I've received from my father, I'll give to him the morning star.
像我从我父领受的一样，我要把晨星赐给他。
That's another name for Jesus, the bright and morning star.
主耶稣另外一个名字就是明亮的晨星。
And he wants us to be bright stars in a dark world.
他也要我们成为在这黑暗世界中明亮的晨星。
Are we willing to overcome?
我们是否愿意来得胜呢？
Overcome the world.
得胜世界。
And the flesh.
肉体。
And the self-life.
和己生命。
That's the tough one, our own self-centered life.
这是最难的一个，我们自我中心的生命。
You know, while we've learned in 1 Corinthians 13, we can give our body to be burned.
你知道，在哥林多前书十三章，我们可以舍己身叫人焚烧。
But if we don't have love, it didn't profit us anything.
但若没有爱，仍然与我无益。
We need to be filled with more love for Jesus.
我们需要被更多的对耶稣的爱来充满。
Oh, we need him to burn within our hearts.
哦，我们需要他的爱在我们的心里燃烧。
As Alice sang to us this morning, burn, burn, oh love within my heart.
就像圣秋姐妹刚才唱的诗歌。Oh,
burn fiercely, burn fiercely, night and day.
烧烧哦爱在我心怀，日夜厉害的烧。
Till all the dross of earthly loves is burned and burned away.
直到所有其他的爱烧到无处可找。
I know that's what Jesus is calling me to do.
我知道那是耶稣呼召我所做的。
Let that fire burn out all the dross.
让他的爱火焚烧掉一切的渣滓。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
If we go into chapter 3 of the book of Revelation,
如果我们来到启示录的第三章,
we find in chapter 3, verse 5,
启示录第三章第五节,
He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. I'll confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
If you want to know who's going to be in the bride, it's going to be the overcomers.
如果你想要知道谁是在基督心腹的行列中，那就是那些得胜者。
They're the ones that are going to be clothed in white garments.
他们将要穿白衣。
Oh, Jesus, make us an overcomer.
哦，主耶稣，使我们成为得胜者。
In verse 12, we have another promise.
三章十二节，我们有另外一个应许。
You want to read it, Ruby?
启示录三章十二节， 得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的心灵都写在它上面。
Oh, to be a pillar in the temple of God.
Oh, 成为神殿中的柱子。
The Lord's called all of us to be a pillar.
神呼召了我们所有人成为神殿中的柱子。
We hold the truths of God up high like a strong pillar.
我们把神的真理高高的支撑起来，就像神殿中的柱子一样。
The five of us teachers have long since been pillars, but we see too the coordinators in JMI have been strong pillars too.
我们这五位老师就好像柱子一样，然后我也看到我们的同工们也都像柱子一样。
You don't have to be a pastor to be a pillar.
你不需要成为一个牧师才能成为一个柱子。
You can be a very ordinary person.
你可以只是一个普通的人。
But if you're walking in the light as he is in the light, you become a strong pillar.
但如果你在光明中行，如同他在光明中一样，你就可以成为一个坚固的柱子。
Maybe you are a new young believer.
也许你是一个新的基督徒。
And Jesus says the first will be last, the last to be first.
但主耶稣说，在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
There's no division and degrees with God. We are all his children.
在神里面没有分别，没有程度的不同，我们都是他的儿女。
He calls the least of us to be a pillar.
他呼召了我们中最小的成为柱子。
That supports the truth of God.
柱子就支撑起神的真理。
And Jesus says, I'll write on him.The name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from heaven, and I'll write on him my new name.
主耶稣说，我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。
Of all people, Pilate wrote his new name.
所有的人。
Well, he thought he did. He called him the Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
比拉多知道主耶稣的新名，他称他为犹太人的王。
But Jesus' new name was the King of Kings.
但主耶稣的新名是万王之王。
He is Lord over all.
他是万有的主。
The Father God gave him that to be the King of Kings.
父神赐给他这新名，成为万王之王。
To exalt him at his right hand.
把他高举在父神的右边。
We can do that too by allowing him to be King of our heart.
我们也可以这样做，如果我们许可他成为我们心中的王。
We have a choice to make.
我们有一个选择要做。
Is self going to constantly be the king, or is Jesus going to be the king?
是自我要一直的做王，还是耶稣要来做王？
The Holy Spirit wants to check your words.
圣灵要来检视你的话语。
He wants to whisper to you, don't say that.
他想要轻声地对你说，不要这样说话。
He wants to be the king of your thought life.
他要成为你思想的王。
Oh, don't think those thoughts of doubts and fears.
哦，不要想那些疑惑和惧怕的思想。
Remember my words that I have spoken to you.
要记得我对你说过的话。
Hide the words of the Bible in your heart that you can answer the devil the way Jesus did.
把圣经里神的话语藏在你的心里，你就可以像耶稣一样来回答魔鬼的挑战。
We can't remember to say them if we haven't hidden them in our heart.
如果我们没有把神的话藏在心里，我们就不能够记起来怎样来说它。
The last promise we have is the end of the chapter 3, verse 21.
我们最后一个应许是在第三章第二十一节。
You read it, honey, 21, 22.
我们来读第三章第二十一、二十二节。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Oh, Jesus is asking us to sit with him on his throne.
哦，主耶稣在邀请我们与他在他的宝座上同坐。
Then we must have him living out his life in us.
那么我们就必须要让他从我们里面活出他自己的生命。
We must be willing to go through as he went through.
我们必须愿意来经历这一切，正如他经历了这一切苦难一样。
I have had a very busy week this week.
上个礼拜，我有这一个礼拜，我非常的忙碌。
After I was with you on Monday, half hour later, I went to Virginia.
周一同工会以后半个小时，我就出发去了弗吉尼亚。
It was almost 500 miles away.
那是大概500个英里之外。
And after the long trip, we were at a retreat that Pastor Chow used to go to.
在一个长途旅行之后，我们来到一个退休会，周牧师曾经去过那个退休会。
It was a gathering of pastors from all over the USA.
在那里，美国全地各地的牧者聚集在一起。
There must have been close to 40 that were either pastors or church leaders.
有大概将近40位各个教会的牧者和领袖。
And the prayer began Tuesday night.
礼拜二的晚上，祷告会开始。
Oh, how Jesus came in all his glory.
Oh, 耶稣带着他何等的荣耀降临在我们当中。
He poured out the spirit of prayer.
他倾倒了祷告的灵。
These ministers had been taught that their only source was Jesus Christ.
这些牧者们他们都被教导，只有主耶稣是一切的泉源。
And as we began to worship him, he came in all his glory.
当我们开始敬拜他的时候，他就带着他所有的荣耀降临。
We were able to be there Tuesday night, Wednesday, and Thursday.
我们在那里礼拜二晚上、礼拜三和礼拜四。
There were three meetings every day.
每一天有三个聚会。
Morning, afternoon, and evening.
早上、下午和晚上。
And the glory and the presence of the Lord would be so strong you could hardly move.
神的荣耀和同在是如此的强烈，我们几乎不能动。
The focus was looking unto Jesus.
所有的焦点就是来注视耶稣。
Exalting him.
高举他。
And the great need for prayer and seeking him.
还有极大的需要来祷告并且寻求他。
And waiting on the Lord.
等候神。
Just what Pastor Chow has taught you.
就像周牧师教导你们的一样。
This retreat takes place in November about this time each year.
这个退休会每年十一月份这个时间都会开始。
My husband and I have gone almost 30 years.
我和我先生每年都去，去了大概30年。
Because we're so hungry for more of Jesus.
因为我们如此的饥渴要得着主耶稣。
And the meetings are at this time of the year as a memorial service for Mrs. Robinson being born November 14.
今年这个聚会又是在纪念罗炳森师母她的生日11月17号。
Mrs. Robinson was called a path blazer.
Excuse me?
Mrs. Robinson was called someone who made a path for others.
罗炳森师母被称为一个开路的先锋。
And the experience the Lord gave her of Christ living in her was to be more evident in the next generation.
神所赐给他基督内住的经历要更多的赐给我们下一代。
Actually, we are the next generation.
实际上我们就是这下一代。
She went to be with the Lord in 1936.
她在1936年离世与主同在。
And down through the centuries, God has given this experience to different ones to keep the light burning.
在过去的几个世纪，神把这基督内住的经历赐给了很多不同的人，让这个光继续的点亮。
Many of you have heard of Madame Guyon.
你们很多人听到关于盖恩夫人。
Or A.B. Simpson.
还有宣信博士。
Or F.B. Meyer.
还有迈尔。
Or other ones.
还有其他一些人。
They came to surrender themselves entirely to Jesus.
他们把他们全部的生命都降服于基督。
They found out that in them dwelled no good thing.
他们发现在他们自己的里面毫无良善。
And there was only one way to accomplish the will of God.
只有一个方式能够完成父的旨意。
And the work of the ministry was to have Christ come and indwell them.
事工的焦点就是让基督来临，内住在里面。
And Jesus would do that for anyone who was willing.
对任何愿意这样做的人，主耶稣就会来。
To be fully surrendered to him.
对任何愿意完全降服于他的人。
So all these ministers gathered together to seek more for him.
所以这些牧者就聚集在一起，更多的寻求主。
There was much crying out for just Jesus.
有很多的呼求，就是祷告出来，就是要单单的要耶稣。
And when Jesus comes in the midst, there's much praising, much shouting, much glory.
当主耶稣降临的时候，就有很多的赞美，很多的欢呼，很多的荣耀。
One of the church members asked Jim and I to stay in their home overnight.
有一个教会的成员邀请我，我和我先生在他们家里过夜。
And when God poured out his glory and his praise, I got up and went over to pray for her that God would reward her.
当神的荣耀降临倾倒下来，我就到祭坛前面为他来祷告，求神来报赏他。
And then the pastor called forward all those who had been cooking and housing people and helping with the meals. He called them all to come forward.
然后牧师就呼召所有那些在煮饭，在招待客人，所有那些在服侍的人都来到祭坛前面。
And as they began to pray for them, I went forward too to help pray for my friend.
当牧师开始为大家祷告的时候，我就上去为那接待我的朋友来祷告。
And the power came down so mightily.
神的能力大大的降临。
That we were slain on the floor.
我们就躺在地上。
I touched her on her shoulder and I started falling and she started falling beside me.
当我按手在她的肩膀上，我就倒下，她也在我旁边倒下。
and a couple other cooks were falling, and another one was falling, and a man was falling all over the floor.
有一些厨师倒下，还有很多人都相继倒下。
But the best part was Jesus stood in the midst.
最好的是主耶稣就站在我们当中。
And we were changed.
我们都被改变了。
We were helped to come closer to him.
我们被更加的带到的他的面前，更亲近。
I want to encourage you to praise the Lord.
我要鼓励大家来赞美主。
In your cell groups, in your house, open your mouth and praise the Lord.
在你的小组里，在你的家里，开你的口就是来赞美主。
The devil and all his demons have to flee when we praise the Lord.
当我们赞美主的时候，魔鬼和他所有的邪灵都要离开了。
There are all kinds of demons, demons of fear, demons of discouragement.
有很多的邪灵，惧怕的邪灵，灰心的邪灵。
Demons of pain and suffering.
疼痛和苦难的邪灵。
But as we praise the Lord, the demons flee.
当我们赞美主的时候，仇敌就逃跑了。
I know the very first service, as they were shouting and praising and worshiping, no music, their praises are louder than any music could be.
在我们的第一场聚会，就有很多的赞美，很多的欢呼，没有音乐，他们的赞美和欢呼声比音乐更大。
And the Lord came upon me, and I started dancing around the room.
当主降临在我身上，我就在房间里跳起舞来。
Praising the Lord. Well, then the next day, I think it was the next day or 2 days later, my husband went out to dance, and I said to him, "Would you like to dance?" Because they had been praying for healing and strength for Brother Jim.
两天以后，我问我的先生 Jim 是不是要出去跳舞，因为他们在为大家得医治祷告，在为我的先生得医治祷告。
I walked forward with him, and all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord came on. Brother Jim is dancing.
我跟他一起出去，然后突然神的灵降在我先生的身上，他也开始跳舞。
And Jesus gave me a dance all around in a circle around him.
主就使我绕着我先生一直的跳舞，一直的跳舞。
I felt Jesus was building a wall of fire around him.
我感到主耶稣在他的周围建起了一排火墙。
It was a glorious time.
那是荣耀的时刻。
But now we come to the last meeting and the last time.
当我们来到最后一场聚会。
And somehow, at that supper before the meeting, I twisted my ankle and it swelled up in great pain.
在晚餐的时候，不知道什么原因，我的脚踝子扭了，就很痛。
I didn't want to miss the meeting, so I sat down in the meeting. I asked one lady to pray for me.
我不愿意错过聚会，所以我就坐在聚会里，我请求一个姐妹为我祷告。
But I was in such pain with it that my whole body was shaking, trembling with the pain.
但我的脚非常疼痛，我全身都在颤抖。
And after the meeting, they had to help me to get into the car. I couldn't get any shoe on. I had to go in my bare feet to the car.
在聚会结束的时候，他们必须要扶着我到车上。当时我甚至不能穿鞋子，我是光着脚上车的。
And we were supposed to leave very early in the morning yesterday at 7.
因为我们第二天早上很早7点钟就要离开弗吉尼亚。
But it was my right foot and I helped to drive and I couldn't put my foot on the gas pedal.
但我的右脚扭了，所以我不能够开车，因为我必须要用我的右脚来开车。
And we had 10 hours drive home.
我们开了10个小时的车。
About 1 o'clock Friday night, my friend had given me a little ice to put on it.
在礼拜五的，
we prayed again.
在礼拜五下午大概一点钟，我的朋友给了我一个冰块来冰敷我的脚，然后我们一起祷告。
I couldn't step on it. I couldn't walk on it. I didn't have a cane or a crutch. I had to have somebody hold on to me. Jim, they had to hold on to me to get to bed.
我的脚不能走路，也不能站立，我也没有拐杖，所以必须要我的先生来扶着我上床。
But I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the pain was completely gone.
但早上四点钟我醒来，疼痛完全消失了。
They couldn't believe it because I couldn't walk 2 inches.
他们无法相信这事实，因为我本来连两寸的路都走不了。
In order to get our luggage packed, I had to stand just in one place and show my husband what went where.
为了让我们的行李装上车，我必须站在那里告诉他们应该怎么样装。
But I tried to put my shoe and sock on in the morning, and it worked to get it on.
但早上我尝试着要穿袜子和鞋子，然后就成功了。
And Jim and my friends could not believe it. I could walk on it without any pain.
我的先生和朋友们无法相信他们所看到的，因为我可以毫无疼痛地走路了。
And I even helped Jim to drive home.
我甚至帮助我先生开车回家。
He did most of it, but the Lord took away all the pain.
我先生开了大多数的路，但主耶稣把我所有的疼痛都挪去了。
At first, it was so painful. I thought, oh, I had determined I'm going to be there Saturday morning. I'm meeting with you, and I want to be there with you. I just have to give it up to you, Jesus. Somebody else will have to be the teacher. But Jesus did a miracle.
刚开始我的疼痛如此剧烈，我没有办法，但是我对主说，主啊，星期六我要参加生命交流会，我要跟你在一起，我必须要来这里，所以主耶稣就行了这神迹。
As soon as we got home, my heart was pounding like, it was 200 beats, it was pounding so hard.
我一到家，我的心跳跳得非常剧烈。
But I went to bed immediately.
但我立即就上床了。
I slept 10 hours till 5 o'clock this morning, and it was completely gone.
我睡了10个小时，直到今天早上5点，我的疼痛完全消失了。
I know sometimes the enemy...tries to attack us, but Jesus is always there.
我们知道仇敌有时候要来攻击我们，但主耶稣一直在那里。
I give him all the glory.
我把所有的荣耀都归给他。
I have always been so grateful for this time of the year because my teacher was taught by Mrs. Robinson, and my teacher...also had Christ living in her, and I know that's my call and your call.
我为十一月份非常的感恩，因为我的老师是罗炳森师母的学生。我相信神呼召了他来爱耶稣，我相信这也是对你们的呼召。
Yes, it's your call too.
这也是对你们的呼召。
That's why he's brought us together.
那就是为什么他把我们聚集在一起。
In these days, he wants us to focus on Jesus living within us.
在这些日子，他要我们来专注在基督活在我们里面。
Even though there's an attack by the enemy, it's a testimony of his power to be the king.
虽然有仇敌的攻击，但那些都成为他的见证，他是那荣耀的王。
When we turn to him, he overcomes.
当我们转向他，他就得胜。
Oh, praise his name.
Oh, 赞美他的名。
This is life sharing time. I don't want to take all the time. I have asked Ivy Lynn to share her testimony of God's grace while She has gone through the death of her mother in this last week or so. So when it has, I come and speak.
这是生命交流的时间，我不想要占有所有的时间。我邀请了家珍姐妹来分享她所经历的神的恩典。在上个礼拜，一个礼拜前，她的母亲去世。
感谢主。我是家珍。我一直不觉得我是一个，我觉得我像摩西一样是左口笨舌的，所以我喜欢服侍，但是我喜欢听见证，但是从来没有想说我可以为神做见证，因为我觉得大家的生命分享都非常的棒，感谢神。但今天早上我正在今天晚上我从我父亲家走回来我家的时候，我接了一个电话，那时候心里正在想到哈巴谷书上面说到，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他要使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。我感谢神，刚刚听了 Sister Masa 的分享，感谢神把那得胜的意念放在我的心中。当我刚刚听着 Sister Masa 在分享的时候，她刚开始分享，她背后的窗户是一片黑暗，可是当她分享完的时候，她背后的窗户是一片明亮。我想神在我生命中要做一个很大的翻转，但神也知道我的软弱和我的不足，所以他一样一样的把我夺去，就是要我更多的焦点放在他的身上。那今年其实在我的生命中是一个最大翻转的一年，因为两个最爱我的亲人，也是我最爱的亲人，都离我而去。感谢神。其实神一直在对我说话，只是我常常用我的老自己在抗拒他。我感谢神。今年其实在三月初 Sister Masa 在分享他第一周在课程里面分享以赛亚书6:8的时候，我就感觉到神好像有在呼召我要出来做些什么，但是我并没有，我忽略了他，我求神赦免我。第一个礼拜他说了，第二个礼拜他又再说一次的时候，到了第三个礼拜，神开始在我的生命翻转。那感谢神，他兴起的环境让我在3月、4月的时候开始不用服侍我的姐姐跟我的母亲，他也让我看见他要我放下，他用耶利米书1:5叫我要分别为圣，19说要我就算仇敌要攻击我，因为他与我同在，所以叫我不要惧怕。但是求神赦免我，我是一个可能没有很敏感的人，但是神一步一脚印的带领我。7月的时候，其实在4月我应该就是神有在提醒我，但到7月的时候，他忽然把我姐姐带走了。因为其实在我生命中最重要的就是我的姐姐，我的姐姐是胜过我母亲那样子的爱我，她可以告诉我说，除了天上的星星她摘不下给我，她什么都会给我，但是她就这样忽然把我姐姐娶走了。我无法承受姐姐的离去，虽然当时有一点震惊到，但是感谢神，在姐姐的追思礼拜里面，我看见神的荣耀在追思礼拜里面彰显。看着姐姐离去之后，我其实开始有点不太适应，但是一直到有一天，我姐姐的女儿告诉我说，她梦见她妈妈 在他梦中为人洗脚啊，这完全释放了我。我知道我姐姐在世的时候很会服侍人，那她离开了还是在天上服侍，我相信她得的奖赏是很大的。感谢神，这释放了我啊，我也开始要为我神在我生命中所做的，然后我就开始就是开始放下我的工作，那想说我可以慢慢的来看神的带领。那我没有想到十月底的时候，我那有一天，我不知道为什么，我离我妈妈家很近，但是通常我都是开车回家。那天早晨我突然间觉得我要走路回家，当我走路回家的时候，我看见我们楼下有人在办丧事，那个丧事上面的一个老太太的名字跟我妈妈是一模一样的。那个时候我心里闪过一个念头，想到说，哎，这个名字是我妈妈的，跟我妈妈一样的名字。那我那时候求神赦免我，心里想到我妈妈，那没有想到隔没几天果然是我妈妈。但是我妈妈是在过了92岁离开的，她其实在我姐姐过世之后她就开始精神恍惚，但是常常思念姐姐，但是她的离去是忽然之间就倒下去。那我看着我妈妈是非常安详的离开，但是我最大的遗憾就是我母亲没有信主。那还有就是我发现她是在我姐姐满了100天后过世的，所以当我醒过来的时候，我其实有一点无法接受。而且她过世的样式，还有她倒下去撞到的地方跟姐姐是一模一样，那我其实有一点求神赦免我。但是在第三天的时候在西安堂有一个小杂志叫恩光，上面写说我们判定思念的大小与其看他的外貌，倒不如我们要看用自己的力量来面对他，那最小的试炼也会显得过重。如果神乐意在我们的身上显出他的能力，那则最重的试炼也会变成轻省的。所以我觉得神也借由这个是约翰牛顿写的来安慰了我。那我想我就是要更多的来仰望神在我生命中所要做的。所以我常常也想到凤莲牧师，他当时在受试炼的时候，他曾经跟我讲的，如果我的叙述没有错的话，他说他什么都没有了，他只剩下耶稣。所以我真的现在的感觉就是我什么都没有了，我只剩下耶稣。所以我真的，姐姐也离开，妈妈也离开了，我真的要放下所有，就是来跟随神。那我刚刚在走路的时候，我心里想的哈巴谷书，然后突然接到一通电话，要我来见证神在我身上做的。我只能说，我要把那得胜的意念更多的放在我的里面。我相信神要我做个得胜者。那我也想到几年前我开始答应神我要带小组的时候，那时候神告诉我说，就是刚刚 Sister Martha 所分享的，他问彼得说，你爱我吗？牧养我的羊。我感谢神好像一步一脚印的带领我，就是要把我拉到他的面前。所以我常常跟神说，我要更多的呼求我的软弱，才能又把神的基督的生命放在我的里面。感谢神，我相信神在我的生命中，这是一个得胜的一年，也是一个新的开始。所以感谢神，那我也很感谢弟兄姐妹对我的安慰，特别是在我母亲离开，我很难过她没有信主的时候， 有姐妹就跟我分享在彼得前书，感谢神，他用彼得前书跟我分享，他说彼得前书四章第六节，为此就是死人也曾有福音传给他们，要叫他们的肉体按着人受审判，他们的灵性却靠着神活着。所以我相信，是的，基督耶稣正拿着阴间的钥匙去为我母亲传福音，所以我母亲仍旧有机会，因为神垂听我这么多年来的祷告，感谢神。所以这是我这应该是快要一年神在我身上所做的，我感谢神。我相信神在我的生命中要展开他得胜的惊奇，感谢神。我分享完毕的。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
哦，赞美主，谢谢你，耶稣。
I've known Ivy for many years. She is a lover of Jesus.
我认识家珍姐妹很多年了，她是一个耶稣的爱人。
I believe God has a special call on her, and He's going to make it clear in the coming days.
我相信神在她身上有特殊的呼召，他要在未来的日子使她显为更加的清楚。
When I lost my mother, that's when the Lord opened the JMI ministry to me.
当我失去我母亲的时候，那是主耶稣向我开门，开了 JMI 服事的门。
We just have to trust Him one step at a time.
我们只要一步一步地来信靠他。
Pastor Lai, would you be willing to close the meeting in prayer?
麦牧师，你可以为聚会做结束祷告吗？
That Jesus will be revealed to each one.
让主耶稣向我们每一个人显现。
好的，主，谢谢今晚你极大的恩高在我们中间，你借着玛莎牧师的口向我们开启启示录，是关于耶稣基督的启示。在启示录你所启示的是一个得胜者，是大能的征服者。主，谢谢你透过启示录的应许查经，使我们知道我们每一个人都被招来成为一个得胜者，也是好叫使我们在心腹的行列中有份。主，哈利路亚。哦，这是给所有爱耶稣的人的福召。主啊，谢谢你的话，这样鼓励了我们所有的弟兄姐妹。我们有着荣耀的盼望，一生跟随主，就靠着你那无所不能的爱，和你那可以攻克阴间与死亡的权柄，你做给我们看的，你那大能征服者的生命也在我们里面的。主啊，今晚你向我们启示，我们每一个人都有这得胜者的福召的生命在我们里面，我们每一个人都有份在幸福的行列里。主，谢谢你，你也借着家珍的分享，主啊，让我们看到你拿走他最爱的姐姐跟妈妈，你要把你自己更多的赐给家珍，并且家珍的生命中有一个你那永恒的福召。我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？哦，这是家珍多年前一直就感受到的，主，身心你借着把他所爱的妈妈 跟姐姐拿走，你要更多的让家人拥有你自己，你也会更加的显明你给家人的福照，如同你借着玛莎牧师失去他的母亲，你把玛莎牧师带进热麦的服侍一样。主啊，我们暂时失去我们的所爱的亲人，可是我们的生命却是与你更深的融合在永恒里，我们更深的进入你那得胜者的生命，拥有你做我们生命中的王，拥有这位大能的征服者在我们的里面。因此我们的忧愁与哭泣是暂时的，主啊，我们里面有一个永恒的信心、盼望和力量，来自于今晚你向我们更多的启示你自己，就是那万王之王，是犹大的狮子，是大能的征服者。而我们要更多的放下我们自己，伏在你的脚前，接受你做我们生命中的王。主，谢谢你，今夜你把这得胜的恩膏与能力都高抹在我们当中，我们感谢着领受欢呼喜乐。我们要说一宿虽有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。我谢谢你姐这玛莎牧师那温柔的话语，带来这大有能力的启示。谢谢家珍，他用他自己的爱做了见证，你也必越来越清楚向下证显明你早就放在他生命中一个来服侍那万王之王的福照。主，谢谢你，你是我们生命中明亮的晨星。谢谢今晚上这个虽然是温柔却是大有能力的启示和福照，在震动我们的心。求圣灵保守这恩膏成为我们的拥有，这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you very much for bearing with, being with us. Let us go forward rejoicing in the Lord. He is mighty. He did a miracle for me to bring me here, to just be with you and enjoy Jesus with you.
让我们继续的往前，带着他的喜乐。他是以神迹带我来到你们的当中，跟你们在一起，赞美主。
That's the same Jesus you have living in your heart.
那是同样的耶稣住在你的心里。
Bye.
再见。